Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
John Quincy Adams wrote, "Always vote for principle. Though you may vote alone, and you may cherish the sweetest reflection that your vote is never lost." Gracious God, you have blessed us with outstanding leaders called, like we are, to serve the people who elected them. Help us always to be people of integrity who vote for the principles and values we hold most dear. Guide us along right pathways that provide decisions and actions to reflect the type of people you want us to be. And abide with us so we may know you and converse with you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from the 9th. Senator from Monroe. Senator from 2nd. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 21st day, Thursday, February 12, 2009. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same being as proved as though having fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The senator from the 5th. You are not on your feet, but I think you may.
I think so. Thank you, guests. Mr. President. You've been overwhelmed by the glow of red in the balcony, Mr. President. I rise to introduce guests, Mr. President. Behind me in the gallery, you will see 102 women approximately of Delta Sigma Theta sorority. They are representing chapters in St. Louis, Kansas City, Columbia, Jefferson City, from Truman State to Lincoln to Harris Stowe State University. These women are here celebrating Delta Day at the Capitol. Our sorority was founded in 1913 by 22 women at Howard University, and we have sustained our work through this century, and we're here to show our presence. I also would like to acknowledge our own Senator Wilson. She is a member of Delta Sigma Theta sorority for 61 years. I would ask the body to welcome them to the House, to the Senate chambers with a round of applause.
Will all the special guests of the Senator from the 5th please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from Nottoway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 376, introduced by Senators Lager and Callahan, an act relating to energy efficiency investments by electric and gas corporations.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This essentially tries to target consumption as we're trying to get our hands around energy use in this state, energy generation. This will help facilitate that discussion. Thank you.
Senator. Okay, introduction of bills. Senator from second.
I have one bill, Mr. President.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 377, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to Research Park annexation.
Introduction of bill, Senator from Jasper. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 378, introduced by Senator Nadler, an act relating to certain provider taxes.
Senator.
And Mr. President, this bill extends the sunset from June 30, 2009 to September 30, 2011 for Medicaid Managed Care Organization Reimbursement Allowance, the pharmacy tax, and the Intermediate Care Facility for Mentally Retarded Assessments.
Senator from Jefferson.
I have a bill, Mr. President.
Send your bill forward.
It's self-explanatory. Thank you.
Read the bill of the senator from Jefferson.
Senate Bill 379, introduced by Senator McKenna, an act relating to minimum pay for certain corrections employees.
Senator from Saline.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to introduce special guest.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Right. And your left, we have the Missouri 4-H Legislative Academy. And if I could introduce them, we have Hannah Bartholomew from Archie. She's represented by the Senator from Johnson. We have Meredith Brunkow from Kearney, represented by the Senator from Clay. Andrew Fisher from the Senator from Monroe. Natasha Frost by the Senator from the 8th, Lane Howard, the Senator from Dent, Sarah Cars, the Senator from St. Clair, Ty Laffey, Senator from Cape, Taylor Moreland, Senator from Johnson, Kelsey Scott, the Senator from Cole, Rajay Smith, Senator from Stoddard, Samantha Warner, Senator from Johnson, Julia Whithouse, Senator from Dent, and Ethan Colbert, from the Senator from Monroe, would like to make the ask the...
We're delighted to have the guests of the Senator from Saline from all over the state. Will all of you rise who are now sitting and be welcomed by the Missouri Senate. Senator.
I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 380, introduced by Senator Stouffer, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for farm products sold at farmers markets.
Senator.
No explanation there, sir.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I've got two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 381, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to conservation easements.
No explanation.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 382, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to reporting, analysis, and dissemination of information about medical errors.
Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could we go to the reports of standing committees, and would you accept a report?
Reports of standing committees. The Senator from St. Francis.
If you'd accept this report from your committee on rules.
Send it forward.
Read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 1, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
President, Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements.
If you'd recognize me for announcement.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Just for those who are wondering, we'll go back to the formal calendar for perfection tomorrow. And there's a couple other people, and after this, we're going to go to bills for referral and take in a message, hopefully, from the governor. So anybody else has an announcement, now's the time.
Senator from Howell.
President, your Committee on Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight will meet immediately in Senate hearing one or two. It's one of those.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Howell's wearing a nice necktie today. Senator from Buchanan.
Inquiry of the chair.
State your inquiry.
Bill that was turned in by the Rules Committee, was that Senate Bill 1?
It was indeed, Senator.
And it had a positive fiscal note on it?
It does.
Would you refer that to the Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight
Committee?
So
referred, Senator. Thank you. Senator from St. Francis.
Do we have any messages from the governor?
We do, Senator.
Could you have them printed in the journal?
They shall be printed. You bet.
Very good. Then if we could go to Senate bills for second reading. Senator from Buchanan.
Senate bills for second reading.
The Before Senate... we do that, I would ask that the appointments be referred to the Gubernatorial Appointments Committee.
Shall be so referred, Senator.
Okay, and now I'm on Senate bill for second reading.
Terry. Senator.
Thank you. Senate Bill 352.
Senate Bill 352, an act relating to the reorganization of state health care.
Health, Senate Bill 353.
Senate Bill 353, an act relating to tax credits for qualified research expenses related solely to animal and plant sciences.
Jobs, Senate Bill 354.
Senate Bill 354, an act relating to county inventory.
Jobs, Senate Bill 355.
Senate Bill 355, an act relating to motor vehicle administrative fees.
Jobs, Senate Bill 356.
Senate Bill 356, an act relating to waterways.
Ag, Senate Bill 357.
Senate Bill 357, an act relating to motor vehicle dealer insurance.
Transportation, Senate Bill 358.
Senate Bill 358, an act relating to county classification.
Jobs, Senate Bill 359.
Senate Bill 359, an act relating to regional planning commissions.
Jobs, Senate Bill 360.
Senate Bill 360, an act relating to the regulation of the mortgage industry.
Financial, Senate Bill 361.
Senate Bill 361, an act relating to practicing dentistry with a limited license.
Financial, Senate Bill 362.
Senate Bill 362, an act relating to recording user fees.
Jobs, Senate Bill 363.
Senate Bill 363, an act relating to motor vehicle sales taxes.
Jobs, Senate Bill 364.
Senate Bill 364, an act relating to the Television Electronic Recycling Act.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 365.
Senate Bill 365, an act relating to the licensing of clinical laboratory science personnel.
Health, Senate Bill 366.
Senate Bill 366, an act relating to Epilepsy Awareness Day.
Rules, Senate Bill 367.
Senate Bill 367, an act relating to corporate income tax rates.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 368.
Senate Bill 368, an act relating to providing an affirmative defense for certain red light violations.
Transportation, Senate Bill 369.
Senate Bill 369, an act relating to pharmacy.
Health, Senate Bill 370.
Senate Bill 370, an act relating to foreclosures.
Financial, Senate Bill 371.
Senate Bill 371, an act relating to gift certificates.
Commerce, Senate Bill 372.
Senate Bill 372, an act relating to hunting accidents.
Agriculture, Senate Bill 373.
Senate Bill 373, an act relating to school enrollment.
Education, Senate Bill 374.
Senate Bill 374, an act relating to employment at will.
General law, Senate Bill 375.
Senate Bill 375, an act relating to health insurance for coverage for clinical trials.
Health.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, would you go to the Senator from St. Clair, please?
Senator from St. Clair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
And proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On the on your right, my left, are a group of Eagle Scouts from Benton County. Many of them, at least, are from Benton County. And although most of the Senate's already gone, I would like to ask those that are here to welcome these fine young men.
Let's all welcome these Eagle Scouts from Benton County. They worked hard to achieve that rank. Senator from St. Francis, Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I have a brief announcement.
Make your announcement, Senator.
Mr. President, I just want to let the members of the caucus, Democratic caucus, know that there will be a meeting in the Senator from Dent's office upon adjournment in just a couple of minutes. We're going to go over the economic development bill. And our honored guest, following the three-week tradition of having a member of the Republican Party come to our caucus, Senator from the 26th will be coming to my caucus.
Thank you, Senator. Gracious announcement. Senator from Buchanan.
I'd like to refer Senate Bill 191 from Government Accountability and Fiscal Oversight to Ways and Means.
Seems Senator, are you sure it's Senate Bill 191? We're in the 300s. Or maybe we can get some hand signals going here. It is a re-referral of 191. Shall be so re-referred, Senator. Senator?
No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rule.
You've heard this, the motion. As many as are the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.